Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and this is my third month of pulling some cards. I think I'm going to just start calling it a prosperity reading that I do at the end of every month. I'm pulling cards from my money manifestation deck that I created. And so the next 10 shows you see posted will be related to the prosperity reading for October 2022. So intuitive messages are always a sign of what to do. So as I go through the meaning of the card that I pulled, start thinking about what specific action spirit is calling you to take as it relates to money, prosperity, abundance, your finances. Got it? Okay. So, this is cool. Focus on spending more comes up again. This is the third month in a row that we are seeing this card. So when cards repeat, it is a sign that spirit is trying to get our attention. So let's go back. This is a reading not only for everyone that listens to the show, that clicks the show, it's also loosely a reading for the world. So focus on spending more. So focus more of your energy on spending and your relationship with spending. So is your relationship with spending rooted in prosperity? Are you hesitant to spend money? What if you saw money as just circulating? I'm circulating money. Every time I spend, I'm circulating money. Or are you seeing it as you're just depleting your resource? There is one is more prosperous than the other, right? One is rooted in lack and one is rooted in prosperity. Circulating money is rooted in prosperity because you know it'll circle back to you, right? It's touching the lives of all these people, you know? So, but if you just see money as a single transaction that's depleting your account and your balance is going down, that's rooted in lack. And I encourage you, I'm going to strongly encourage you, because this is the third month in the row this card is coming up, to look at that, to clean that up. Are you basing your spending on something outside of you, i.e. the stock market went down, so I can't spend money now? You wouldn't be spending the money. Most people are not pulling money out of their investments. Maybe some. I'd say probably maybe 2% of the people listening to this show was looking to pull money out of their investments. And so it was deeply disappointing to see the stock market go down. But for most of us, it's sitting there anyway. And we know the stock market typically always does better than it does worse. So why are you basing your spending, your everyday spending, your cash on your investments? Yeah, it's backwards, right? So really think about spending more. Focus more of your energy around your relationship with spending. Are you telling yourself that spending is wrong? Please, please, please release this belief. It's a silly belief, because spending is natural. Spending is normal. It's a part of our human experience. We need money, right? Think like the most prosperous version of you and live according to that. So that is a way I check myself when I'm being all weird around spending. I'll say, well, what would my prosperous self do? Well, my prosperous self would spend, right? And she probably wouldn't be going through every single page on the shopping, you know, because many of you know I do all my grocery shopping online. So she wouldn't be going through looking for the cheapest price. She's going to get what she wants. Or sometimes she would, if she doesn't care. She's like, yeah, I just need this thing. It doesn't matter, right? So start thinking like the prosperous, rich version of you, the wealthy version of you. How would they approach spending? Because there is this unsmart school of thought that like, oh, I would just spend whatever. No. There's some smarts behind wealth building. And so you would still approach spending from the wisest part of yourself. So you're being encouraged to look at spending from a higher perspective as opposed to the broke perspective, which doesn't ever work, right? If you're thinking broke thoughts around spending, you're only going to feel more broke. Which leads us into talking again about restriction around spending does not lead to prosperity. The energy of restriction is rooted in lack. So telling yourself you can't spend money only strengthens the vibration of lack in your life. Yeah. And let's just say you are doing something that where you're going to spend a large sum of money. I did do some podcasts this month. Affirmations for higher levels of wealth, where you have to make a big payment. Before you make that payment or make that commitment, I would say get real cleaned up in your consciousness around the payment and feel good about it and know it's okay and give yourself permission and release any fear around it, release any guilt around it, release any shame about it, because then you're going to see that it's a smooth transaction. Recently, I committed to something in my business. I had increased spending on my ad budget, and I was very good with doing it. I felt good about it doing it, but there was a little part of me that I was trying to ignore that was like, oh, that's a lot more. Oh, that's a lot more. And I winded up, even throughout the month, I track my ads and I track their reach, and I have a little spreadsheet that I use, and I was trying to, this isn't right. This isn't matching. Like, I was trying to make there be a problem. And then inevitably, there winded up being a problem. And I created it all with my own energy. Of course, all the money showed up because the majority of my energy was behind the spend. But that little piece where I was thinking from a place of lack created a problem that led to lack. So clean it up. And I the fact that this message keeps coming up means that Spirit really wants everybody who listens to this show to take some time to really look at your relationship with spending and get it so it is squeaky, squeaky clean. What is so beautiful about doing work, relationship work around something like spending, it's not another human being you have to deal with. Sure, spending does involve other human beings, but your relationship with spending is all your own. So you can really design that to work for you. But in that process, you will have to let go of all lack-based thinking. And because almost everybody that listens to this show had parents that had some lack perspective that they passed right on down to us. Now it's time to clean that up, right? It's time to clean that up. So be honest about your spending. Be soulful about your spending. Be loving about your spending. And the opposite of restriction, I thought it would be beneficial to share that with you. The opposite of restriction is allowing, liberation, permission, freedom, release, expansion. So how can you infuse those energies into spending? Allowing, liberation, permission, freedom, release, and expansion. And not just with spending money, also think about that in relationship to time, physical energy, resources. Focus more of your energy on spending with love, with joy, with peace, with happiness. Really get in there. And when I say get in there, get in your consciousness. Don't just let that be a feeling that hangs out in the background or a thought that hangs out in the background that's rooted in lack. Clean that out. Weed it out. Think of your relationship with spending like a garden. You're not going to plant beautiful, new, organic, flown in from a distant land seeds in ground that has shitty soil or maybe it does have a little bit of shit in it. But you're not going to do it in bad soil or soil that won't work for those seeds. You're going to weed out the garden. You're going to get that plot of land ready for seeds. So I want you to do that cleaning up around spending. And the best resource I can recommend in terms of starting to expand your perspective around spending is the chapter in Amanda Francis's book on spending. I don't know exactly what it is off the top of my head, but she does have a chapter. If you bought the book, if you bought digitally, search spending and then go through and read all her sections on spending. I think she has the most elevated perspective on spending. Granted, here's the thing. You might not spend money the way she does. But in terms of releasing the energy of restriction that has been passed down from generation to generation around spending, she is teaching you how to do that. And then play with it within your own consciousness. Really think like your rich self. How would you spend money? And then start living that way. So feel good around spending. There's so many teachers out there sharing wisdom rooted in lack around spending, like budgeting, put it in savings, do these things. No, spending is its own relationship. You can look at your savings, but that's a whole nother conversation, right? It has nothing to do with your spending. And if you're saying that, oh, I'm not going to spend to save money, that's also a recipe for disaster. It never works out that way because, again, it's rooted in there's not enough. And so I think Spirit is really encouraging us to lean into abundance and infuse abundance into our spending. So feel good whether you're submitting a payment, whether you're buying a service, whether you're doing something nice for yourself, whether you're buying a gift for someone else, donating to a cause. Whatever it is, feel good 100%. Feel good spending. Clean up all negative and lower energy around spending. I know in my life, again, if I'm feeling any bit of lack, like today I made a purchase and it was really no big deal, but I was feeling like, I don't know, I just had some lack around it. Old pattern of thinking, because it really was no big deal. I'd already planned for it. But I went into it feeling a little like weird. And it turned out to be a very weird, a little bit dramatic transaction when it didn't need to be. And by the time I got to the end of the transaction, the delivery came and I was talking to the delivery person. I was just like, Amy, like I shifted back into gratitude, but I still did spend 2 hours going creating a little drama for myself, all because I was feeling a little weird about spending when I didn't need to. That's what I'm talking about. We just kind of let it all hang out in the background of our life that we're feeling weird or funky or negative about spending. And I think Spirit is strongly encouraging all of us to clear that out. So clean up all negativity around spending. And you will create more ease, joy, and prosperity in your life. This is also a message to respect your spending. Don't just throw money at problems. If there is something in your life that you don't like, why are you paying for it? If there's something in your life that's not serving you well around spending, get it out of your life. Be respectful to your money. Yes, it's abundant, but it is in greater abundance when we respect it, right? Because even people who maybe take a perspective on money rooted in greed, on some level, they do respect money. I don't recommend greed at all. Greed is such a gross, it's just destroying things, the energy of greed. How do I want to go with this? What am I saying is that, like, even when you see like Wall Street types that do Ponzi schemes, on some level, they are respecting money. And whether their approach is good, that's one thing. But the perspective is respect of money. And so I think good-hearted people sometimes, instead of having to take full and complete responsibility for the care of money, we'll go into a space of, oh, well, it's abundant. Well, are you really believing it's abundant? Because if you believe it's abundant, you're going to respect it. Right? Think of it as crops. If you grew a beautiful garden of vegetables, you're going to respect everything in that garden, right? And so respect your money in the same way. Get to the root of the issue. Get to the root of the issue. Any negativity you are feeling around spending, get to the root of it. dig it up, dig it up, dig it up. And if you need to talk it through, maybe you don't know what the root of that issue is, you can always schedule a session with me and when we can talk about it and look at, and I'll look at it psychically and help you figure out, okay, what are the cobwebs in your consciousness around spending so that the energy around spending can be clean. My spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying this message isn't just about right now. It's coming up over and over again because spirit is preparing us for the future. Yeah, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for an intuitive coach to help you go to your next level in any area of your life, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. It is a beautiful service meant to just elevate your life at the highest level. All right. I have 9 more shows on the prosperity readings for October. I'm going to do 1 card per show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Thank you for listening.